the title of her story is, I thought I had it in my head. Anticlimactic. Nothing has more gravity than the grave. Please welcome Cushy Pasquale. I'm driving down a city street in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Sun is streaming through the windshield of my 1967 split-window Volkswagen bus. In front of me is a line of cars, all gradually slowing to stop at a red light at the bottom of this long, steep hill. I move my foot from the gas pedal to the brake pedal, press down, the pedal goes to the floor. I try again. The pedal hits the floor. No resistance, no brakes. I look at the six or seven cars in front of me and imagine the impact that my Volkswagen will make as it crashes into the nearest car, pushing it into the next, pushing that car into the next, a domino string of injuries, and at my speed, possibly my death. Nothing has more gravity than the grave. And science has not given us any reassuring image of an afterlife. We're terrified of death. At least I. Ever since I could tie my own shoes, I've been scared. Not scared to death, scared of death. I would sit in a hot, bubbly tub on a quiet Friday night. And suddenly, my body would start getting this itchy, jittery, uncomfortable feeling, an uncanny, otherworld anxiety. And this anxiety would creep from my stomach, through my chest, up into my head, down my arms. My whole body would tingle, and not in a good way. In a spooky way. And I think, is this death? Am I gonna die? And would my life just like go down the drain? Will I leave a mark in this world? Will I ever be in any way remarkable? And as time went on, and I started approaching 30, this anxiety got worse and worse. I mean, what had I done with my life? What did I have to show for it? Okay, I had two children, and they were great children. But everyone else seemed to have graduate degrees, positions, professions, homes. I mean, some even had the respect and admiration of their parents. Other than giving them grandchildren, I had fulfilled none of my parents' expectations. My list of undones, quite frankly, unnerved me. And there I am on this sunny afternoon in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, braking for a red light, and my brakes fail. I don't want to injure anyone, and I certainly do not want to die. I'm only wearing a lap seatbelt. I mean, it's 1978. We weren't so concerned about safety then. And my husband has installed a shelf all across the front of the windshield. A shelf about forehead height, where he can easily stash his smokes, his wallet, his favorite Led Zeppelin tapes. A wooden shelf that I am sure is going to give me a frontal lobotomy if I use the emergency brake. I don't use the emergency brake. And I am traveling down this downhill, looking at the rear end of a Volvo station wagon, and I panic. And out of sheer panic, I disconnect. I leave my body. I lose consciousness. And my life starts flashing before my eyes. My 28 years roll by. And it is wonderful. It's wonderful. Image after image of happy days and smiling faces and light and love. And there isn't a dark or a dull moment within it, not a regret in the world. It blows me away, my life is remarkable. It fills me with bliss, and it brings me snap back down to earth in that car, and I hear myself shout, okay, I'm fine with death, take me, just don't let it hurt. And I am just about to rear end that Volvo station wagon when I see a side street open up on the right. And there's nothing blocking me. I turn into the side street and I am grinning from ear to ear. I have not killed anyone. I'm grinning from ear to ear until I see that this is another long, steep, downhill. And there's a sign, caution, children at play. Now I'm going to kill little kids playing in the street. Once again, I black out. When I come to, my Volkswagen has stopped up against the side of the house, and the driver's side door has opened and smashed my foot as it closed, and it hurts. I leave that accident alive, with an injured foot and shattered preconceptions. When I'm able to process this a bit later, I realize two things. Number one, life is not about being remarkable. We don't get marks, and there are no expectations. All we're supposed to do is live and enjoy life. And second, there's no deals, no tit for tat, no causality. We are good, we do good because it feels good. Bad things happen as instructional tools. I get the message. After that, my life changes. I'm no longer afraid of death. I enjoy what I'm doing. And I forget about those undones. Yeah, probably nothing has more gravity than the grave. But let yourself off the hook. We could live our lives with a lot more levity.